State police are trying to understand what appears to be a surge of heroin and opioid overdoses. Authorities tell the Boston Globe that 114 people died of suspected overdoses last month across the state, double the number from November. That doesn't include the state's three biggest cities, Boston, Worcester, and Springfield. For more on this, we're joined this morning by Dr. Daniel Alford, who oversees clinical addiction research and the education unit at Boston Medical Center. Good morning, Doctor, and thanks very much for speaking to Morning Edition.
Thank you.
So what do you think is driving this?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think we're learning a lot from our patients who are seeking addiction treatment, and they certainly have talked about a difference in appearance of the heroin that they're seeing, and there seem to be more crystals, but there's certain, you know, it's being cut with something, and whether it's fentanyl or some people have talked about methamphetamine, it seems that there's some it's being cut with things that are potentially very lethal.
I guess the thought of some in law enforcement is that the powerful narcotic fentanyl, which you mentioned, might be being put in heroin by those who produce it illegally in order to give it more of a kick.
That's the thinking. I mean, it's unclear why heroin is cut with various chemicals, but fentanyl, because it is so potent and so powerful, that's probably what it is. And I hear from patients that, you know, dealers get a whole lot more business when people, you know, get substances that are much more effective or more pure. And I saw a patient just the other day who, you know, talked about the heroin now causing them to pass out within minutes of taking it. And so they're very nervous about using dealers that they've never dealt with before. And it's really an opportunity to start talking to patients about overdose risk and making sure that they have Narcan available and that they are not using alone.
Another hypothesis is that tighter restrictions on prescription drugs might be leading to a scarcity of them on the street, meaning that many people are turning to heroin instead. What are your thoughts about that?
Yeah, no, I think that's absolutely a trend, both locally but also nationally, that it's kind of like squeezing a balloon. As you make one drug less available, there's a tendency to start using other drugs. And heroin is certainly readily available, cheap, and quite pure. And you're right, prescription drugs are becoming less available.
Let me ask you this. You know, there's been a great focus in this past year about trying to stop opioid abuse and overdoses. We know that former Governor Patrick declared a public health emergency 10 months ago. But is the effort simply not working at this point?
No, I think it is. I think it's a complicated problem, and simple fixes are not going to solve the problem. And I mean that by, you know, the whole prescription opioid problem. Certainly, we've been prescribing more opioids for chronic pain than ever before. And as we start to decrease the amount of prescribing that's being done, we certainly don't want to decrease access to these medications for those that benefit from them due to their chronic pain. But clearly, we need to be more careful and safer, and there's a lot of educational programs that are ongoing to train prescribers how to prescribe these more safely. But certainly, you know, Narcan distribution, that is the medication that can be taken to reverse an overdose, and certainly expanding addiction treatment services. There are some very effective treatments for opioid addiction, are all ways of combating this problem, but they all take time.
So is there reason for optimism in this regard in terms of combating opioid abuse and the spiking number of fatal overdoses, or are you a little on the pessimistic side?
No, I'm optimistic. I'm optimistic because it's getting the attention that it deserves. And I think, you know, some of these measures are taking effect. We're certainly seeing, as was mentioned before, a decrease in the use of prescription opioids by people who are misusing them. But you know, we need to address the heroin problem. And I think, we at Boston Medical Center, where we offer addiction treatment, we're seeing more and more people coming, seeking help and trying to break this addiction because of, you know, all the potential terrible consequences, including overdose death.
Dr. Daniel Alford, thank you very much. Dr. Alford oversees the Clinical Addiction Research and Education Unit at Boston Medical Center. Again, Doctor, thanks.
Thank you.